So last night after Mass, these two little girls are standing in the gathering space, and one asks me, when am I going to light the big candle by the baptismal font? And we know that's the Easter candle. I said, we light it at baptisms, we light it at Easter. And I said, we'll light it at your first communion, because she's getting ready for first communion. And she starts jumping up and down. Connected nicely to my question, what things do get us jumping up and down? Let's just look at football games in the last month. How many people jumped up and down when Michigan beat Ohio State for the first time in 10 years? People storm the field, jumping up and down, right? Champagne is, you know, everywhere, and people are excited because the joy of finally winning. Or maybe even more important, the Lions finally winning after a year. People jump up and down and get terribly excited. The coach gets doused with water, right? The 11 o'clock Mass will celebrate a baptism, the gift of new life. That gets us excited. A new baby fills us with joy. There's hugs and kisses, flowers and cigars. The joy of new life gives us reason to celebrate. And we know and we like these kinds of joyful experiences that make us happy. We also know in the midst of the joy of winning games, the great sadness in Oxford, a painful loss. So here's the twist on this Rejoice Sunday. We have to remember we rejoice because the gift of Jesus is almost here. And those painful experiences in life remind us of why we need Jesus. The painful losses remind us that we need the peace of Jesus in our lives. We need His healing love. It's not the excitement of winning a game. It's the joy of knowing that Jesus comes to comfort us, to support us, to lead us, and to guide us. That's why we get excited every year, because we know we need Jesus' Spirit in our lives. Listen to the first reading from the prophet Zephaniah. We are reminded, the Lord our God is in our midst, a mighty Savior. He will renew us in love. He will bring us peace. And St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord, to trust that the Lord is near, to make our prayers and petitions to God in thanksgiving. Yes, we're thankful and grateful for the gift of Jesus who comes to touch us, to lead us, and to guide us. Then we are reminded the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's why we need Jesus, isn't it? To protect us, to heal us, to support us, to guide us. We like the joy of those happy life experiences, but the painful, tragic, difficulty ones remind us why we need the joy and guidance and peace of Jesus in our lives. We love the sunlight, but we know these are sometimes the darkest days, and when there's tragedy, there's darkness. But Jesus is our light and our love, our guidance and our healing. He comes to protect us. And when pain and sorrow can weigh us down, it's Jesus that gives us light and hope and healing. We know we're also called to a new way of thinking and loving. That's why Jesus comes. So we don't get caught up in just joyful things that are trivial. We get caught up in things that are essential and important, our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what John the Baptist does in the gospel. He calls people to repent and to change. And the people listen. And then they say, well, what should we do now that we've changed and been baptized? He says, if you have extra clothes, give them to the needy. If you have extra food, give it to the hungry. And the tax collectors, and they need to come. It's like the IRS agents, right? They come and ask, what should we do? And he says, stop cheating people. And the soldiers come and ask, and what should we do? And he says, start treating people with respect. Stop taking advantage of them. Stop being mean and selfish. The call of John the Baptist changed people. They accepted. They sought his guidance. They changed direction. Today, in gratitude, we give thanks for Jesus. We have heard the call to change directions. We have changed our ways. We have recognized our need to receive the peace and love help and healing of Jesus our Savior, and we are thankful. Amen.